This is the news in brief from the United Nations. In an era of rapid media evolution, radio still has the power to bring people together and provide communities with vital news and information, according to the UN Secretary General. In a message for World Radio Day 2020, marked on Thursday, Antonio Guterres highlighted how the pioneering medium celebrates diversity and contributes to global peace. The UN chief said, radio offers a wonderful display of diversity in its formats, its languages, and among radio professionals themselves. This sends an important message to the world. Moreover, he continued, saying that as we strive to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals and tackle the climate crisis, radio has a key role to play as a source of information and inspiration alike. Moving to Africa, violence in Cameroon has prompted nearly 8,000 nationals to trek across savanna and forest to seek refuge in Nigeria. The latest influx took place before Cameroon's general elections last weekend as people fled ongoing violence between security forces and armed groups. And although the total Cameroonian refugee population in the country stands at nearly 60,000, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, expects further arrivals, citing reports that people are in remote border areas, possibly trying to enter Nigeria. The exodus over the last couple of weeks comes on top of increased internal displacement witnessed in Cameroon's northwest and southwest regions in the last months of 2019. UNHCR said that some refugees arrived across the border with gunshot wounds. And finally, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK, faced a call on Thursday to explain what happened to 11 airline passengers and crew who went missing 50 years ago after their plane was hijacked. The appeal by the UN-appointed independent human rights experts refers to the hijacking of a domestic flight in the Republic of Korea in December 1969. After landing in DPRK, 39 passengers of Korean Airlines Flight YS-11 were released on 14 February 1970. But the whereabouts of the remaining 11 passengers and crew is still unknown, the UN human rights experts said, including members of the Working Group on Enforced or Involuntary Disappearances. Moreover, there are concerns that some may have been tortured during their disappearance. The UN experts said that to date, no independent investigations have been conducted into the hijacking, disappearances, or alleged torture, as required by the DPRK's international obligations. The UN panel has 275 outstanding cases of enforced disappearances registered in the DPRK and has previously asked the Security Council to consider referring the situation to the International Criminal Court. Liz Scafidi, UN News.